This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Throwback Thursday during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here as well. 414-799-1250. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. You can get at us on Twitter at 1057FMTheFan. I'm at Bill Schmidt Radio. He's at Sparky Radio. If you want to add us directly, and at Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, you might want to if you're a Brewers fan. And knowing that Stevie has the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show tonight at 5:30. And what do you know, Stevie, the tarp on the field at PNC for you doing a on deck show?
Yeah, rain.
What's the deal here? Do you have like some kind of...
They say there's a window, McKelvey says, where they might be able to get some in.
Some in.
Some of the game.
Awesome. Man. Awesome. Oh, let's play some of it. Why not? Why not just
some of it in?
I mean, I'm never going to get their resistance to doubleheaders in baseball anymore.
I'd assume the players' union is against it. That would be my guess.
Just let the guys go and sleep instead of sitting there and waiting out a rain delay like they did in New York. They waited 3 hours to start the game. Guys could have just went to bed, rested, been ready to go, and play two the next day. It was already scheduled for a day game.
Yeah.
There's already a day game scheduled on Saturday.
I agree with you. I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, it would make sense to have doubleheaders for sure. But now, again, you're just playing Pittsburgh for the first time. So there is no reason to sit all night waiting for this. There's plenty of opportunities to make this game up throughout the remainder of the year.
Exactly.
So this is a situation because you play them so many damn times and you haven't played them yet and you're going into June, which means you're going to play them a ton between now and the end of the year. Then if it doesn't look like you're going to be able to get it in, just call it and reschedule it for later in the year.
But that would be if smart people were running those situations, so crazy idea. Right lane of today's big show, Favre versus Rodgers. Who do you have as the best quarterback in Packers history? Now, Packers history in quotation marks, Stevie, because this article that we are referencing from NFL.com, this isn't just us recycling something that everybody loves talking about. Who do you like better, Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre? There's an article detailing that after 67, that Brett Favre is definitely going to be number one.
Yeah, it appears so. And you know, when you lay it all out on this piece that they have at NFL.com, written by a person's name who we struggle pronouncing, Ali Mampouri, I think that's how you say it, I'm guessing, this is what he writes. Rodgers might very well overtake Favre by the time his career is over, but for right now, number four remains the Packers' best quarterback, one of the common era. Favre currently has more MVPs, first-team All-Pros, Packers starts, and Pro Bowl selections than Rodgers, and he owns a higher regular season winning percentage. Favre was the epitome of durability, starting 275 consecutive games, including playoffs, for the Pack and posting only one losing record in 16 seasons. While Rodgers has set the NFL world on fire with multiple successful Hail Mary attempts, Favre finished a Packer career with nearly twice as many game-winning drives, 37-20, as Rodgers. Look, nearly every fan base would happily claim either of these guys as their best franchise quarterback of all time. And then he puts, I know Bears fans would. And Rodgers has the potential to finish his NFL career as a top five quarterback of all time. But that's looking into the future. Based on the totality of their Packer achievements to this point, Favre's epic level of excellence over such an extended period of time wins out, obviously, because of when they started this, Bart Starr does not qualify. So, I have a hard time not saying Brett Favre as well at this point. I think from an accuracy standpoint and all that fun stuff, it's Aaron Rodgers. From the ability of figuring out different ways to win football games, I think Brett Favre is still that guy, especially when you start talking about game-winning drives and everything else. Mm-hmm. I can see the other side of it with Aaron Rodgers. The problem is the multitude of injuries that this dude has come up with since he's been in Green Bay is probably that of a normal quarterback, or maybe even less than a normal quarterback. I mean, he's missed almost two full seasons of games at this point. So, and that's not to include the concussion, playing with a bad leg last year, that he gutted out and played through, which he deserves credit for, I think, to a certain degree.
No doubt.
Brett would definitely have gotten it. But I just, for me, it's still Brett Favre at this point. And I don't necessarily know what Rodgers does to overtake Brett. But for me, it's still Brett Favre.
And it's still dicey because you detail all the injuries that Rodgers has had since becoming the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. There was also the leg fracture in there before he was the starting quarterback when he came in and filled in for Favre in, I believe, his second year.
Right.
He tore his ACL in college. And there's significant question marks on how much longer Aaron's going to be able to play at this high a level. For me, I can take, this sounds bad because I'm doing a sports talk radio show, I can take all the accolades and the statistics out of the equation. Brett Favre was just more fun to watch. I mean, like, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Brett Favre was too much fun to watch play the game of football.
Also, way more infuriating to watch play the game of football.
Absolutely.
Nobody would drive you more crazy than Brett Favre throwing some of the dumbest throws ever because he thought he was Superman.
But you're talking to somebody that enjoys sports gambling. Of course I enjoy more of that.
But, I mean, yeah, okay.
Give me the risk.
You say that until he throws a big-time pick in a dumb situation, and you're like, cool, he just cost me X amount of dollars.
Like Kawhi Leonard.
Well, I guarantee you Brett Favre did it to all those Vikings fans when he threw that pick against the Saints, and they were that close to going to a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And there ain't nobody close.
Oh, and I was so excited.
Nobody.
As much as I love Brett Favre, I was cheering so hard against Brett Favre in that game against New Orleans. And that was amazing.
Against the Saints.
That was vintage Brett Favre.
Sure was.
Let me see how little of a window I can squeeze this thing into. Let me hold one. In the center lane, how much interest do you have in tonight's game? I have a ton because I love watching greatness. I love watching the Golden State Warriors, especially Steph Curry, one of my favorite players of all time. He's the best shooter, of this generation. Top three shooter of all time. And he's got an opportunity to be immortalized as the best shooter of all time. If they win this ring tonight, this series that starts tonight in game one against the Raptors, it'll be their fourth in 5 years. That is one of the best dynasties of all time in the NBA. Stevie, how much interest do you have?
Zero. But Draymond Green, can't stand him, don't like him, will never root for him. I don't care what jersey he wears.
I love it.
Will not happen, just like I refused to root for Kevin Garnett at any point as well. Same thing with Draymond Green, not doing it. So it doesn't mean I'm necessarily rooting for Toronto. I can't stand that idiot Drake. And now the NBA last night. Oh well, we're going to talk to the Raptors, make sure this doesn't happen in the finals. Well, cool. Where were you in the series against the Bucks? Where were you at that point?
And good joke.
This is the exact same crap that happened last year. He gets into it again. This time against Cleveland and LeBron with a player. I mean, I don't. They're not going to do anything. They're not pulling Drake's tickets from him. That's not happening. They're not making him go sit in a suite.
Nope.
That's not happening. They're not going to find Drake.
Uh-uh.
That's not happening. They got no control over this dude. None. He's going to do whatever the heck he wants to do in this series as well. Now, if I had my druthers, I would love to see Draymond Green and him get into a fight. I would pay money to watch that.
So now you'd be watching if you knew Draymond Green and Drake were going to square up. Because they will in these first two games.
Oh, yeah. If I knew that idiot Draymond Green would try to throw a punch at Drake and get himself kicked out of the series, and then Drake might catch a punch at the same time and land on the floor, now we're talking. Now I'm happy.
Now Stevie's in.
Draymond suspended from the series for throwing a punch at a fan. That's what that would have to be.
Oh, you'd be gone.
Drake gets knocked out, so that would make me, that would just put a smile on my face.
That would tickle everybody's fans.
My Bucks fans would be like buying Draymond Green jerseys. So from that perspective, that would get me, to be very, very intrigued. It would. But
luckily you could see that on the highlight show. You don't even have to watch that tonight. You can watch the Brewers.
Man, I'd probably watch that thing 100 times. Just I'd slow motion it, rewind it,
fast forward, just quick just shot at
over
it.
And over and over and over. Oh my goodness, I'd be so happy.
That's the center lane. How much interest do you have in tonight's game one of the NBA Finals? 414-799-1250. And in the left lane, rank which game day experience you enjoy the most. For me, it's still a religion. It's Packers, it's Brewers because of the summer tailgating and cold beverage on a hot day. Not much better. Bucks. I love my man Joe Brown. I love going to a Bucks game.
Make no sense. And I just put it together just now. You are the same person who earlier in this show told me when I said I'm not about freezing in Green Bay, told me, oh, I'd rather freeze than sweat my tail end off all day. And then you used summer tailgating to justify the Brewers over the Bucks.
Because for me personally, I'm better when I'm in cold weather, right?
Right. So that makes sense for the Packers. I get that.
Everything around me, everyone around me, is better in the summer.
And we're talking about you, not everyone else.
Right, but then I get to, that's part of the atmosphere. It's part of the experience.
Gotcha. All right.
It's part of the partying atmosphere. Nobody wants to play flip cup with me when it's 15 degrees and your beer is freezing at Lambeau. They will when it's 85 and sunny out at Miller Park.
And you're just sweating. You sweat in the studio.
Always.
I don't understand. Okay, so for me, it's Bucks, Brewers, Packers. And part of that reason is I just think that Deer District is very, very cool. And all the restaurants around it, I think, are all very well done on top of it. And they got more news coming on the Deer District tomorrow that I just got sent in my email. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you're going to be very excited, I think, if you have a family. So they have news coming on that tomorrow. Then you also have the in-game experience, which I think Joe Brown is unmatched around here as far as what he provides, getting the crowd hyped up, getting everybody into the game. So that really is what kind of pushes it over the top for me. The in-game experience for the Brewers is, it's okay. It's pretty much been the exact same thing, to me at least, for quite a while. There's not as much hype and rah-rah stuff. There it's, you know, look up at the Jumbotron, pick a ball under a hat. I mean, that's kind of what it is. That game day experience is more about what happens before the game, the tailgating and everything that goes into
it. No doubt. And now, the fifth-inning nap.
What I will tell you is the Brewers do better than the other two is there's way much more stuff for kids to do there.
No doubt.
I mean, they have kids' areas everywhere. So for a family, the Brewers are number one if you're going with younger kids. By far, they do a great job accommodating kids across the board. But for me, it's Bucks, Brewers, Packers third. Now, as I said earlier, I've not been up there on a game day with the Titletown District yet to give that a fair shake. So until I do, I probably can't. But for right now, they're third because I think their in-game stuff stinks. And there's nothing really great about it at all. They just say, oh, we're the NFL. Here you go. We don't have to do anything. And that's about it. So having said that, they're third.
414-799-1250. An abbreviated
one other thing.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane here today.
We have the on-deck show coming up. All-star outfielder Carlos Gonzalez and the Chicago Cubs have closed in on a deal, and he will be a Cub.
Good for him.
A minor league deal.
I felt really, really, really bad for Albert Elmora Jr. last night, and I know you as a father, there's different feelings in that sense, too.
Albert Elmora Jr., if you do not know what he is talking about, hit a line drive into a young girl. The young girl was then covered up by, we think, his dad, and ran up the stairs, and they took her to the hospital, and it seems like she's doing okay.
All indications are that she's in a stable condition at this moment.
Albert Elmora pretty much dropped to his knees and was a complete mess pretty much after that going forward. And that just shows you, you know, baseball players, everybody's like, oh, they make too much money, but they're still people. He's a father of two.
Two kids that are in the same age that young girl was.
And he said after the game that he hopes to maintain a relationship with her and the family for the rest of his life. We didn't do the topic today because the topic's been done to death as far as, you know, how long do you put the nets down the sides and everything else? You make it like Japanese baseball where it really is all the way down
the side. All the way down, yep.
And having sat behind the net before at Miller Park, you can't really tell. I mean, it does not hurt your vision of the game that much at all. So from that standpoint, I'd be fine with it. They want to extend it all the way down the foul pole, go right ahead. It's going to be a financial commitment for Major League Baseball to put it in, but I think it's probably long overdue at
this point. And it just makes the game safer and the game atmosphere that much safer. Yeah. Let's grab Willie in here from Franklin before the break. Willie, pick a lane, man.
Hey, guys. Favre versus Rodgers. I'm going to try to make sense. I hope it makes sense to you guys because to me it makes sense. I wish each of them had a little bit of the other. And by that I mean, with Brett, you knew you may lose in heartbreaking fashion, but you're going to win a lot more in joyous fashion because he was so willing to throw the ball at places that many quarterbacks just aren't. And that hurt the team a lot of times too. Sparky, I know you've talked about it a lot. Aaron, on the other hand, I think suffers from the polar opposite. I think he's so cautious with the football that I think in big games we've seen it hurt this team, where he's avoided Richard Sherman, after throwing an early pick, or after they turn it over early against Atlanta, and he's playing outstanding those first couple drives, and then just folds up. So I mean, I wish, as far as talent's concerned, Aaron's by far more talented than Brett. Arm strength is about the same. Everything else, I think Aaron's got probably an edge. But I just wish the perfect quarterback is really each of them with one attribute of the other, and if that makes sense. So mm-hmm. I think Aaron's touchdown, I mean, that's only, he's going to hold two records when he retires. That's it. He's not going to catch Brett's record. And that's going to be a problem for some people when they look at stats. For me, the optics matter too. And Aaron's just simply, he's simply a surgeon out there. And I think that's important to say. But I think Brett, the way he played, you knew damn well there wasn't a single play that he left out on the field. Now, he may lose because he throws five picks. But Aaron, at least, with Aaron, you're like, what if he would have tried to throw it up to Adams late? Or what if he would have tried to force that ball for the first down against Seattle when they couldn't get a first down in the second half? Or what if he would have forced it in there instead of settling for five field goals in the first half? So I think that's really the difference. And for me, that would give, I guess, the advantage to Brett, because I don't want my quarterback to leave plays out on the field and play the what-if game and have 17 different scenarios on why you lose a playoff game. It's either we tried, we turned it over, they made more plays than us, versus we didn't try to make the plays. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
No, for sure it does. No, for sure it does, Willie. Thank you for the call. I think when you look at what Favre did and how he played the game, a lot of people wish that Aaron Rodgers would play it not fully the way Brett Favre did, Sparky, because I know you talk about it a lot, that he took too many risks. But sometimes, man, you just got it. You got the arm. You're the best quarterback in the league. Just fire it in there. You got it. You can do it.
His decision-making was so poor. It was so poor early on in his career, Billy, that when he finally threw a ball away early in his career, the entire crowd at Lambeau Field damn near gave him a standing ovation when he threw the first ball away. That's how bad his decision was. His decision-making was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
His decision-making was so bad, there were fans that wanted Matt Hasselbeck or Mark Brunell to be the starting quarterback.
And they were stupid.
Instead of Brett Favre for that very reason. It drove him nuts. Now, Mark Brunell got the Jaguars to an AFC championship game, year three of being an expansion franchise, and played quite a while in the NFL, so he proved out to be a pretty good quarterback. Packers wouldn't. I don't know how much better or worse the Packers would have been had they went with Brunell over Favre. Hasselbeck never got that opportunity either, but Holmgren brought him to Seattle in that deal.
Took him to one.
And he went to a Super Bowl as a starting quarterback. So both were good quarterbacks. Hall of Fame quarterbacks, no, but good quarterbacks for certain.
One guy that would be in the Hall of Fame if there was one for being a butcher would be Paul Robert.
Yeah, Robert specialty meets a Hall of Fame of butcher shops. Would that be correct?
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I'll be heading there. I think I'm going to go tomorrow. I think we've made up our mind on this, because got a big tournament this weekend with the kids' 12-year-old travel team, and planning on grilling out and doing some fun stuff with that. So I'll be over at Robert Specialty Meats tomorrow getting some stuff to grill up, including, of course, the ribs on a stick. Got to have those on the grill, right? Got to have some hamburgers, some brats, all that fun stuff. Summer grilling season is upon us, and no matter what the outside weather might be, make sure that the food you're serving up for your family at the end of the day includes quality meats from Robert Specialty Meats. Meat always tastes better from an old-time butcher shop, and Paul Roberts has lots of options to make dinner time the best time of day, from hand-cut ribeye, T-bone, or porterhouse steaks, bacon-wrapped fillets, USDA prime beef tenderloin, or variety of original gourmet burgers like bacon and blue, cheddar and bacon. Since brats in Wisconsin go together, check out their more than 30 types of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just bursting with zesty flavor. Call them today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT, for the best selection. And to reserve your order, and when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there's only one place. Shop Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
We got the winner of the Throwback Thursday next on the Wendy's Big Show. Great Lakes Drag Away, pick a lane on a Throwback Thursday. Quickly, Bob's in Minneapolis. He's on the fan. Bob, pick a lane.
Yeah, I would take Rodgers over Brett Favre. Not to say that Brett Favre shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Real quick, two stats. One of those things about his comeback wins are under Holmgren's years. Look at how many he lost under Sherman. And then a couple games that threw me in with Favre is the 7 interceptions against Rams and that Giants game with McCarthy. Also, if you look, out of all the Hall of Fame quarterbacks, he's got one of the worst winning percentages out of any Hall of Fame quarterback in the playoffs. Also, I believe he never won a game when he was down by 21 points.
Okay, appreciate the call, Bob. Let's grab Drake in Milwaukee. He's on the fan quickly before we get to the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin On Deck show. Drake.
No, I don't think it is.
No, you don't believe it?
No. What's up?
This is the American Drake, not that Canadian joke.
Okay,
good.
Drake, I got
Josh.
I like
what we like.
I wanted to talk about the NBA Finals. I've been listening to some other members in the media, one of your competitors in the Milwaukee area, and they're talking about how people are idiots if you're picking the Warriors without knowing whether or not Durant's going to play. And I think it's really important to note that this team is 31-1 without Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
They may, I know it's absurd to say they might play better without the best player in the NBA, top two, top three, but there should be a lot more weight behind the fact that they play phenomenal without Kevin Durant.
Yep, I agree.
That's all I wanted to say.
I couldn't agree more, Drake. Yeah, no,
nobody on this show disagrees with you, Drake.
Been saying it all week long. They play more team basketball, and frankly, your boy, Draymond Green, is better when Kevin Durant's not on the floor because he knows that he has to up his defensive intensity and his intensity as a whole to make up for the fact that they don't have a top 2-3 score in the league.
Toronto wins the series.
Shut up.
They do.
Stop that.
Okay.
You stop that
all
mess.
Right.
I'll bet you $400 right now on
the air. No, I don't want to bet. I don't gamble. Want to talk Brewers baseball with Sparky next.
Okay. If that lightning bolt doesn't strike you after what you just said.
He says he doesn't gamble.
Yeah, I know.
You kidding me?
No.
Our thanks to Ryan Wood and Gary Wolfel for joining us today on the Wendy's Big Show. Anthony Mandela, Throwback Thursday winner.
By the slimmest of margins, LL Cool J. Ladies love him.
Yes, I got him. Ladies love
lip-sync battle,
Cool
then.
James.
Lip-sync
no
battle
doubt.
Helps.
He's NNCIS.
Gained a whole.
Is that
he's
what
gained
that
all.
Stands for?
Yeah.
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 Ladies
Never
love Cool
that.
James.
Never
yeah.
knew that.
And ladies love Bill Schmidt. I'll tell you that much, right, Timmy?
LL
you know that?
BS.
Well, lady.
Ladies love pounds. Is that what it is?
Oh, man. Oh, on that note, for Stevie, I'm Billy Anthony Mandela. Great job, buddy. We're back tomorrow at 2 with the Wendy's Big Show. Stevie's got the On Deck Show next.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.